DJ Smashbang.
Physician, scientist, searching for a way to tap into the hidden strengths that all humans have. Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation alters his body chemistry. And now when
DJ Smashbang
grows angry or outraged, a startling metamorphosis occurs. The creature is driven by rage and pursued by an investigative reporter.
Mr. Miggy, don't be angry. Maybe I like it. I'm not angry. I'm angry.
The creature is wanted for a murder he didn't commit.
DJ Smashbang.
Believed to be dead. And he must let the world think that he is dead until he can find a way to control the raging spirit that dwells within him.
Excuse me. I burped.
Out in the town with the superstars.
Hey, this is Big Bird. I'd like to talk to the superstars about their trip to Smith Botanical Gardens. Hey, Jim. Hey, Layla. Did you see me? I'm a big bird. I'm up in the tree. You might have seen me there.
What?
Jim.
What?
What do you do at the Smith College?
See the flowers?
How was it?
Good. It was kind of warm in there, too.
Was it fun?
Lots of fun.
What do you do after the garden?
We work some more.
And then come home?
You mean to the office.
To the office?
Yeah.
And then, Jim.
What?
What do you do at the garden?
I see a bunch of flowers.
And what else?
Cactus.
And trees?
Yep.
Do you walk a lot?
Yep.
And then what?
We walked outside.
And then came back?
Yep.
And then what? And then came home and came back to the office?
Yep.
And that's it.
Yep. That's it.
How's that?
Do you see any birds?
Yeah.
What kind of birds?
Bald eagle. Yep.
What do you see in Jim? Where do you see it?
Flying around.
Inside?
Outside.
What color was it?
White. Yeah.
Do you see Big Bird?
No.
He's yellow? You know. Do you know Big Bird, Jim?
I talk about the one on Sesame Street.
Yes.
Nope, I didn't see him.
He's yellow, like your sweatshirt. He's a fluff-fluff-fluff-fluff-fluff-kiss. His friends was fluff-fluff-fluff-kiss. Yes. Ask Jim if he knows. Jim.
What?
Do you know Snuffanagas?
Yeah. I know all of them characters.
I was there, Jim, but you didn't see me. I was hiding.
This here's a turkey truck.
Well. But my friend Oscar always says that I'm a big turkey.
Well, I don't guess I can argue with that. Hop in. So you are the bird on the run, huh?
Oh, yeah. And I can't wait to get back to my real home on Sesame Street. I figure I can walk back there in, about 3 hours.
3 hours? More like 3 weeks, buddy.
3 weeks? Oh, no. I'll never get home.
Sure you will. You just gotta keep going. Pick up your feet and follow your lead.
Well, I don't know.
Listen to me, son.
I found out a long time ago. You gotta learn to say yes when life says no. Don't dwell on the bad times once they're past. That kind of thinking gets you nowhere fast. 'Cause there ain't no mountain you can't climb if you hang on tight and just make up your mind. Once you set your heart to moving on, son, there ain't no road too long. Don't look back, don't you turn around.
Just keep your eye on where you're bound.
And you're bound to get from here to there.
Cause the dream can take you anywhere.
Whoa, take me to cookies.
Cause there ain't no mountain you can't climb if you hang on tight and just make up your mind.
And once you set your heart to moving on, hut, hut, then there is no road too long. And you can count the telephone poles. One telephone pole, two telephone poles, three telephone poles, four telephone poles!
Oscar, this isn't Route 12.
It is.
Oh, no!
I never promised you a road, sir.
Well, we're gonna find him, all right, Bert.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember what color he is?
What?
He's yellow.
Hey.
Cause there ain't no mountain you can't climb if you hang on tight and just make up your mind. And once you set your heart to moving on, yeah, there ain't no road too long.
Can't climb.
That's right.
If you hang on tight and just make up your mind.
Uh-huh.
Once you set your heart to moving on.
Sing it.
There ain't no road too long. There ain't no road too long.
There ain't no road too long.
No, there ain't no road too long.
If I just keep on going, everything will turn out fine.
Cause there ain't no mountain you can't climb if you hang on tight and just make up your mind. Once you set your heart to moving on, son, there ain't no road too long.
Stars, thanks to you, three team, Smash Bang, there he is, this is Smash Bang, here's three, for you, listen up now, here comes Smash Bang, very story, library.
This is Smash Bang. I'll read about there is a bird on your head by Mo Williams.
In the opening page, we see Elephant and his good friend Piggy taking a nap side by side. And lo and behold, a bird comes flying down from the sky and lands on Elephant's head.
Piggy, is something on my head?
Yes, there is a bird on your head.
Oh, there is a bird on my head. Ah! Is there a bird on my head now?
No. Now there are two birds on your head.
What are two birds doing on my head?
They're in love.
The birds on my head are in love.
They're lovebirds.
Love birds? How do you know they are love birds?
They're making a nest.
Two birds are making nests on my head. Why? Who two birds and making nests on my head. I'm afraid to ask. Oh, do I have an egg on my head?
One, two, three. You have three eggs on your head.
I do. Do not want three eggs on my head.
Then I have good news.
The eggs are gone.
The eggs are hatching.
Hatching! The eggs on my head are hatching.
They have hatched.
Now I have three baby chicks on my head.
And two birds and a nest.
I do not want three baby chicks, two birds, and nest on my head.
Where do you want them?
Something else! Somewhere else!
Why not ask them to go somewhere else?
Ask them.
Yeah, ask them.
Okay, I will try asking. Excuse me, birds. Will you please go somewhere else?
No problem.
It worked. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, there are no birds on my head. Thank you, Piggy. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
And on the last page, we see that the two birds, all three chicks, and the nest have landed on Piggy's head.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I think I hear a tuba. 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 Tuba.
Hey, there's Casey. He's been walking in the woods. Hey, Casey, where you been walking there? Tell us all about it.
Hey, people. It's Teacher Walter. It's up a walk. It was. Walking around the woods and I saw the squirrels.
Where you go, weird buddy? Where you walking? Oh yeah, that's a good place. I like it there. Tell us what you did there, buddy.
Go walk past the chairs. I saw the squirrels, and I saw where people. Good walk to exercise. It'd be fun outings, and It'd be a good day outside with fresh air, walk. And I saw the squirrel, and I saw trees, and he had fun. Yep.
Hey,
bye.
My name is DJ Waxa. Your song says, Chin in. By Cole Swindell. He got first album. He got his country fan. He's working hard. His family album and concert. It could be a good deal with tickets. applies to the people. Next concert, the new album, the top albums. Be 20 or 25 albums. It'll be 2025. And the first album is Chained by Close Ranger, his song's album.
Top 2 with Casey.
Number 1.
Okay, number 1. Close Ranger has born on June 30th, 19. Anyway,
Number two.
Born with Georgia. He students at Georgia Southern University.
Number three.
Stranger started his career as a songwriter.
Number four.
His double singer training it was a chart topper 2013.
Number five.
He has active can member. One sitting on the Purple Country FA chart.
Number six.
With hits like You Should Be Here.
Number six.
Bill Murray. And Pick Up in the End.
Number six.
2-6.
Swindell has turned with country artists. First choice line.
Number seven.
James Bailey and Ken Chesney. He won a...
Number seven. I said number seven.
Of country, Mexico, new artist of the year. It was 2015. What number are we on, Casey?
Number eight?
Number eight is Stranger Cowell, Phil Churchwine, hit songs. This is how we roll.
Number nine.
Tim Harper and Brent Kelly.
Ten.
He is known for his coaching live performance. The Stranger has been a name for several country music as in it was.
Thank you.
Have a good day, everyone. I hope you next day.
I got my shades on.
Sky, shining off the cross hanging from the mirror of my ride. Breeze blowing in, your hair blowing round. You scanning through the stations looking for that country sound. The good stuff, iced up in the back seat. Nowhere to go, nowhere to be. I got my shades on top, back rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Sunset, I bet there's a chance we could get sure enough. Tangled up, lay back and lazy. Pour it on easy now, don't spill a bit. Nothing but time tonight, let's get to killing it. Long as I'm rocking with you, girl, you know I'm cool with just chilling it. Nothing but two-lane country on up ahead. Girl, you're so fine, I wouldn't mind if this is all we did. You got me high on kisses, you got me missing signs. Hard looking left when my world is on my right. I got my shades on top, back rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Sunset, I bet there's a chance we could get sure enough. Tangled up, laid back and lazy. Pour it on easy now, don't spill a bit. Nothing but time. Let's get to killing it. Long as I'm rocking with you, girl, you know I'm cool with just chilling it. Nothing like a little you and me, low key. Right now I'm right where I wanna be. I got my shades on. Back rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Your sunset.
DJ Layla here, talking about likes love songs. Hey, Patrick.
What?
Do you love love songs?
I love love songs. I love music in general.
Can I sing one to you?
Yes, please, Layla, you can.
You remember when we met? That's the day, and you knew you were my pets. I want to tell you just how much I love pasta.
I love pasta so much.
Come with me. To the sea. Meatballs.
Oh, meatballs.
Do you remember when we met? That's the day. The day. That's the day I had meatballs. Meatballs.
I had meatballs.
In the oven.
My oven.
I wanna tell you just how much I love
meatballs.
And sauce. I love meatballs. Meatballs.
Meatballs.
Meatballs.
Meatballs. I love meatballs.
With cheese. That's it.
That's it.
Let's see a pasta. Come to with me.
Come with me.
The sea.
Come
with me. To the sea.
To the sea.
A pasta.
See a pasta.
And meatballs.
Meatballs.
And tortellini. Yeah. And cheese. I want to tell you just how much I love lasagna.
I love lasagna.
Come with me to the sea.
Sea.
Of spaghetti.
Getty. Hi, this is DJ Pat. I'll be talking about natural disasters, volcano eruptions today. So, yeah, a few nights ago, I watched this one Dr. Mystery on YouTube on my computer about this massive eruption that happened at St. Ellen's in the 1980s in Washington State. And the volcano eruption was so huge, so massive, when eruption was over, a whole side of the mountain was just gone. And a lot of people had to be evacuated, and a lot of homes, some of the homes near there were destroyed. It was pretty scary. And the smoke and hot ashes stayed up in the sky for a few months, or almost even a couple years.
I know. I ate barbecue chips about volcano.
No.
That's not it.
That's not it, Philly. So I watched this other documentary about this other volcano that erupted in Italy just now, not too long ago. Now, it was huge. There was tons of black smoke and stuff coming out of the mountain. It was an underwater eruption, too. It was crazy. A lot of people near there had to be evacuated, too.
Wow, that's crazy.
I know. Volcanoes are fascinating stuff. It's crazy. Very, very dangerous. Get very hot, get burned, or get killed. And I watched this other documentary about this volcano that could possibly erupt in Yellowstone Park. It's crazy because they said that could be the biggest erupts in the Hawaii world, if that ever erupts too. And yeah, it's crazy.
I know.
I was watching this show on volcanoes yesterday on TV.
Yep.
I didn't know anything about volcanoes. How's that? I was watching a show about volcanoes last night on TV.
What's it about?
Volcanoes.
Which volcano did it talk about?
The one in Hawaii.
Yeah, I heard about that. That was a huge, massive eruption. That was so huge. That was wild. Tons of people had to be evacuated. Some homes were destroyed. And I watched this another documentary about this other eruption, other volcano eruption that happened in Iceland. That was so huge. Tons of hot lava flowing around everywhere. It's so crazy. And a few years back, there was another eruption in Portland. That volcano eruption was so huge. The airports were closed down for days. There could be no flying airplanes in that area for days.
Patrick.
Jim.
Ever see that movie, Volcano, with Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah, I saw a movie, Volcano, with Tommy Lee Jones. That movie's about a huge volcano that happened, that erupted in the middle
of Las Vegas. LA.
Yeah,
California.
LA, California. It erupted in the middle of the city, in the middle of LA, and that was kind of scary.
It was bubbling.
Bubbling and hot lava flowing down the street, wild.
Yeah, it was coming out from a lake.
Yeah, like a river or lake.
Comes on the road.
Yeah, why on the wall? Straight on the wall.
Yep. Then the fires broke out.
Yeah, they did. At the end of the movie, they controlled it. It was pretty much over at the end.
Something volcano be in the mountain.
Yes. Okay. This has been Natural Disasters with DJ Pat and signing out. Be careful out there. Don't get hurt. Don't get too close to the volcano. You get burned.
DJ!
I went to a monster truck show.
Where was it?
On Sunday. Hartford, Connecticut.
Cool, buddy.
I saw Crazy Train, Gravedigger, and the rest of them.
Cool, I love those guys. They're so cool, buddy. I love those monster trucks.
And I saw motocross, too.
Cool, buddy.
They were flying in the air.
Wow, that's so cool, man. I love it.
Yeah. That was 2,095 people there.
Well, that's a lot of people. Wow.
Yeah, and kids.
And little kids, too.
I had a good, great time over there, too.
I'm glad to hear that, Jim. Everything was good. You had a lot of fun.
Yep. I saw the Gravedigger tip over twice on this roof.
Wow, that's quite an accident, Shane, right there, man.
Yeah, I saw this monster truck. He did a backflip too.
How high in the air did he flip?
About 30.
30 feet, that's high. Wow.
No, more. Like 50 feet.
50 feet, wow.
Right in the air.
Cool, why? Straight in the air. Whee! Yeah.
Then he went from a nosedive, too.
Wow, yeah. Nosedive, cool.
He was going like that on his nose.
Wow, that's so cool.
I had a great time, too.
That's good, Jim. And what did you eat for food there?
I didn't have any food there.
No food?
No.
I'm surprised.
I went to Wendy's at 99 after.
What kind of food you get there?
Fish and chips.
That sounds good. I love fish and chips. That's my favorite, man.
I get the fries. Still the.
I love fries. Those are my favorite, yeah. Jim.
I like the fish, too.
Yeah, I love their fish. It tastes so good. Nice flavor to it.
Yeah.
Fish is good for you. Fish is good for your heart.
It's good for anybody.
Yeah, it is. And salads are healthy, too.
Yep.
Yep, but food is, too. Yep.
Then I went to Wendy's after.
Cool. What do you get at Wendy's?
Baconator.
Baconator burger, that sounds so good. Yummy, yeah. Man.
It's french fries.
French
nuggets
fries.
And soda.
Nuggets soda, I love it. Yummy.
Yep.
I've been there before. Their nuggets are best ever. They're best on the planet.
Yeah. The best ones.
Oh, yeah, Jim.
I had a great time at the Monster Truck Show.
That's cool. What time did the Monster Truck Show get over?
About four.
Four. Wow, that's late.
Yeah.
What time did a monster truck show start?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Wow.
Afternoon.
3 hours. Wow. An afternoon. Wow.
3 hours.
Cool. What? Non-stop fun.
That was too fun to watch.
Tons of fun to watch. Non-stop fun.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like going back to that monster truck show.
Cool, but
watching all over again.
Cool, I might go there check it out someday, too. I love monster trucks, too. And demolition derbies, too.
There wasn't no demolition derby there.
Not this time.
This bunch. No, that's at the fair.
That's what I mean, Greenville Fair.
Yeah, they had 6 monster trucks there.
6, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. They had a girl driver, too.
A girl driver? Cool! What's her name, Jim?
I really don't know.
You don't know, that's okay.
I didn't ask her.
It's all white.
We were high up.
Wicked high.
In the stands.
You could have yelled hi to her. Hi!
Yeah, there's this kid scream in my ear.
Kid scream in your ear? Ah!
That's irritating.
It hurts your ears, I know.
Yeah, the kid did.
Yeah, a little kid did.
Yeah.
It's hard to hear the crowd here. It's hard to hear a truck with a kid screaming.
Yeah, and there was a bunch of kids there, too.
Tons of kids screaming. Wow.
Where's their parents?
I know their parents. Parents scream, too. That's irritating.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Ah!
How's that?
How's that?
This is my show.
Yeah, this is Jim Soul. DJ Big Wig.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good.
DJ Pat signing out.
Big Rig signing out too.
Nice. That was long enough.
Hello there, I am DJ Smashbang. Here is special excitement, DJ Matt. I'll talk about Easter.
Happy Easter, everyone. Easter is coming up on April 20th on a Sunday. The first is going to be a big moon, too, before on Saturday, I think. So I hope everyone enjoys the Easter, and I hope everyone, if you do enjoy Easter, have a great meal. I usually have a ham dinner with my grandparents. So here we go. Here's the history of Easter. Easter commemorates the resurrection of Jesus Christ and celebrated on the first full moon of following the spring equinox, and has roots in both Christian and pre-Christian traditions, including the pagan spring festivals and the Jewish Passover. And here's the second part to it. Where does the word Easter come from? We'll figure out right now. The term seemingly derives from the Anglo and Saxon goddess of spring, Easter, who was celebrated as she escaped winter's harsh clutches. But the Easter was not the quite pagan deity.
Pagan.
Who we are commonly told transformed a bird into an egg. Laying here, hair companion. The forerunner to the Easter Bunny. In fact, the Easter Bunny, the only actual surviving mention of Easter, comes from the 8th century monk, the Venerable.
Quick!
I am so sorry, Patrick.
Okay, buddy, Matt.
I did not
Can you get
that.
A paper towel for that?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry, Pat.
It's okay,
All right.
Buddy.
All right, fire in the hole, emergency.
Mercy, fire in the hole, emergency.
Pat, can you help him?
I'll help him.
Yeah. Thank you, buddy. I'm glad that's only seltzer.
In fact, the only actual surviving mention of Easter comes from the 8th century monk, the Venerable Bede, who's writing, Easter month, marking the spring equinox after the goddess, the feasts were celebrated in her honor. The Last Supper was the final meal Jesus shared with his disciples before his crucifixion, when the bread and goblet of wine were dispersed as elements of his own body on the day now known as Maundy Thursday, named from the Latin commandment which Jesus gave to his disciples at the meal. The New Testament Gospels are clear that Jesus held the Last Supper and was crucified at Golgotha, or Calvary as in English terms. And I'll just say this. On Good Friday, from the old English God, meaning holy, and resurrected 3 days later from the tomb.
Hallelujah.
And which we had been interred on Easter Sunday.
Easter celebration!
Hey Peter, do you celebrate Easter?
Easter celebration!
Yeah. What do you usually do on Easter?
Deerfield.
You go to Deerfield?
Yeah.
What do you do in Deerfield?
Celebrate Easter!
Easter! Alright. Do you do anything else? Do you eat a dinner?
Yep. Yes!
What do you usually have on your dinner?
I eat ham!
Ooh, me too. I love ham. What about you, buddy Pat?
This coming up Easter, I'm gonna have celebrate Easter with my roommate Chris, and I'm gonna have ham dinner and some stuffing with his friends and his family, and I'm gonna get a few Easter eggs. I'm gonna see the Easter bunny, and I can't wait. All kinds of other exciting stuff. I'm gonna do an Easter egg hunt, a scavenger hunt, and all of that fun stuff.
But do you like Easter, Phil?
All I like Easter.
What do you do on Easter?
At Hadley Mall.
You go to the Hadley Mall? No. What do you usually do on Easter? Do you have a big dinner?
Easter dinner, I have cheeseburger.
Ooh. All right. All right, now it's my turn. Hi, I'm DJ Matt. I like Easter because I like to have a great dinner with my grandparents, and it's always a good time when I go there because I always get to celebrate with them, so I'm really enjoyed.
Hello.
Hello, Peter.
Hello.
How are you, Peter?
Great.
That's good.
Easter.
Seth, what do you do on Easter?
We'll probably have a ham dinner, I believe.
Yummy ham. Yeah.
Celebrate the resurrection and have a ham dinner.
That's what I do too. I like to celebrate Easter because of the ham and then just family.
Cranberry sauce.
Family time. Yes, always family time for sure.
Family time, yep. Sore, no matter
absolutely.
What.
Absolutely.
Where's Casey?
Where is he? Can he tell us
about
Casey? Mr. Casey.
Casey,
I think Casey has left the building. Did he leave already?
I think he already left the building.
He might have left.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, he left.
He might have gotten a taxi.
All right.
Okay. Well.
Okay. Well.
Well, thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you. Well, letting us talk about it.
Thank you. Good to celebrate Easter. All right.
Easter all together.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday dear Peter.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Peter. Yay. Yeah.
Woo.
Yay.
Woo.
Yay.
Yay.
How old are you now?
62.
Yay! Congratulations, Peter.
Happy
65
birthday,
years old. Happy birthday, Peter,
right.
Big man.
Hey, come on, Peter. Speech.
Peter, come on, man.
Yes.
Friendlies Florence.
Friendlies in Florence. Yummy friendlies.
And I put French fries, cheeseburger, and a diet coke in it. Banana split sundae and a second diet coke.
Yummy banana split sundae sounds good. Cheeseburger fries, yummy.
That's great.
Friendlies.
I love friendlies.
Blooming. So yeah, Peter. I hope you have a nice, fun birthday. I hope you have fun at Friendly's eating banana splits and cheeseburger french fries and drink a lot of yummy Diet Coke. I hope you have so much fun, Peter. Happy birthday.
And I have to tell, I hope you have
fun.
Happy birthday!
To you!
Yeah, happy birthday to you.
Hershey Park! Hershey Park vacation is PennDutch! PennDutch vacation in Pennsylvania!
Wow.
Eat chocolate?
I'm gonna drink a Reese's Pieces milkshake!
That sounds good, I love milkshakes.
Cool fletching.
I can eat it with a spoon! Yeah!
I can eat mine with a spoon too.
Yeah! I can eat it too.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Peter.
Oh yeah.
Peter, will you take me with you?
No.
Yeah.
Please. I would love to go. Sounds like fun. Sounds like a good time. Hey, Peter.
What?
happy birthday.
Pierre, happy birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. All right. A very happy birthday to DJ Peter.
DJ Peter.
From the Superstars.
From Airway Superstars. Happy birthday, Mr. DJ Peter. Now 65 years old. Yay.
Yay.
Now 65. 62.
What? 62.
All right.
Peter's now 62.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much. Sign out, DJ Pat.
62.
62.
Merchant who sells and displays healthful, refreshing, delicious government chewing gum invites you to another Saturday night visit with all the gang here at Melody Ranch. Pat Buttram, Johnny Bond, the Cass County Boys, the Pinafores, Carl Cotton's Melody Ranch Orchestra, and yours truly, Charlie Lyon. But right now, meet the boss man himself, who today is celebrating his 21st birthday, America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
We sort of surprised you, didn't we?
You sure did, Patrick, old boy. You really did surprise me.
Well, good. By the way, Mr. Artery, now, I don't want to get personal or nothing, you understand, but just exactly how old are you anyway?
Not reading this script until right now, I don't know.
Well, make a guess then.
Go ahead, it's your time. Read the next line. Well, I tell you, Patrick, suppose that we put it this way. I'm 21 plus.
Huh? Heading which way now?
We're heading north. No, it's, I've seen 21 summers.
You've been doing a lot of hibernating during the winter, haven't you?
Say, look here, bud. I wouldn't talk if I were you. I remember your last birthday party that you had when they brought in the cake with all the candles on it and four people fainted from the heat.
Wait.
Seriously, though, folks, I'm mighty glad that so many of you could drop around and join me on my 21st birthday. Right now, though, suppose you just sit back and relax and take it easy and we'll do the rest, huh?